Welcome here to the Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Don't forget, we're online at philhenryshow.com. We have live streaming video. If you have a backstage pass, you're one of our BSP family. You not only have access to our video casts every night, you have access to thousands and thousands of hours of archived radio. You have access to all the other miscellaneous tidbits and goodies that we've got, like other archived video, as well as video rants, as well as audio rants, as well as character clips, and it goes on and on and on. We have more material, more media on our site than any other radio show anywhere in the world, and that's why it's worth it to get a BSP. Also, currently, we have episode 7 of the free Phil Henry podcast. So if you're of a mind to get the free stuff, which everybody does, check out the free Phil Henry podcast. And you can access that by going to the podcast link on our homepage at philhenryshow.com. But get a backstage pass and you'll get it all, man. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Very, very happy to be with you guys this evening. And don't forget also our souvenir shop where you can pick up some Phil stuff, man. Father's Day is around the corner. I believe it's this Sunday. And I can't think of a better place to shop for Dad's Day than the Phil Henry shop, because I know somebody out there, you got not just yourselves, you got a dad who likes the show. You can go to our shop and get any one of our CDs, our legacy CDs. We've got digital downloads of the CDs. We've got our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. You know, I got to hand it to Ted, man. He went a whole hour.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing.
Didn't say anything about his hoodie, although that one gentleman did bring it up. We have caps. We got T-shirts. We've got our shot glasses. We got our coffee mugs. We've got our Bobby Dooley keychains. It's all there at philhenryshow.com in our shop. Joining us this hour is a high school football coach, Vernon Dozier, and the reason why we have the coach on this hour is to talk about the Jerry Sandusky trial, which has just opened up. It opened today in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Let me get my glasses. The first witness in the Jerry Sandusky trial testified on Monday that the former Penn State University assistant football coach sexually abused him as a young teenager on campus and in hotels, and later sent him, quote, creepy love letters. The man, 28 years of age, was the first of 8 people claiming to be victims who are expected to testify. Sandusky, 68, faces 52 criminal counts that he sexually abused 10 boys over 15 years, allegations that he has denied. His arrest and the fallout led to the departures of the university president and longtime football coach, Joe Paterno. Coach Dozier, a longtime head football coach, as well as a social sciences and current events and history teacher at Belmar Academy. Coach, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And you have written, at least you have partially written a book now, or you're in the closing stages of writing a book, based on the Jerry Sandusky story, correct?
That is correct, and it's a tough book to write, but I felt somebody had to write it. I didn't relish it, but I'm not a man to stand on the sidelines, Phil, when I see something happening, and you have to make a point. And the point that I wanted to make...
What is the title of this book?
Well, the title of the book is something that I think needs to be explained before I actually tell you the title of the book, and the reason I say that is because it's a provocative title, but one that I feel very strongly is an appropriate title.
But you can't tell me the title?
I will tell you the title, but I want to explain before I tell you the title. If I tell you the title of the book, it's going to...
It's a jarring title.
It's a shocking title, yeah. I don't know how this Jerry Sandusky case is going to come out. I have no idea. What do I hope? I hope that justice will be served. Whichever way that goes, whichever way the wind blows, I'm not one of these people that... I'm not looking to profit or gain from anything on this trial. I'm a football coach out in California. This is taking place in Pennsylvania. But, I'm just hoping justice will be served. But I will tell you that one of the things this has brought up, and I've been gritting my teeth a little bit from time to time, watching the news come out, is that there is, like an attorney has client privileges, you know, attorney-client privileges, you've heard of that, and in the Catholic Church, there's the confessional. We have a tradition in our society, Phil, of sacrosanct places where what happens there stays there. There's that old Las Vegas, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I'm not saying that it applies for Las Vegas, but I think it is true that there are places where things happen and people will misunderstand. I believe that's what's partially maybe going on with the Jerry Sandusky case.
Okay. What's the name of the book?
So I, well, can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give you the name of the book, but I just, having said what I just said, it's very possible that we got to hear all the facts come out now because we've only been getting them in drips and drabs. And the reason why I've been getting them in drips and drabs is because I believe something has happened in the Jerry Sandusky case that should not have happened, and that is that there is the privacy of the locker room, the privacy of the gym. I'm not saying it's the same as with a lawyer. I'm not saying it's the same as a confessional, but there is a certain level of, I guess you'd call it, confidence, confidentiality, because...
Why? In the profession of coaching and players, why is there this privacy, if you will?
Well, it's not really privacy. You call it privileged.
Okay, why is there that private sort of privileged communication?
Because, first of all, you're planning on athletic contests, a football game, basketball game. You don't want any of the game plan to leak out. Secondly, your coaching techniques, your motivational techniques, the things you do to motivate your players, the things you do to train your players, you don't want those things to leak out. So there's a confidentiality based upon you having the winning edge, okay, Phil?
And, okay.
And I know I have, in my career, I have had people sort of look sideways at me when I've done some things, and I've said to them, you know, you're giving me that look. This is coach's corner. This is coach's privilege.
And such as what?
Well, I mean, you might, again, I, you know, this is what I'm saying. You have to understand the coach culture, the coaching culture. I don't know if you've got, I'm sure you've got coaches in your audience right now listening to this. They understand what I'm saying, but there's a coach's culture and a coach's confidentiality where you're teaching and you're training. And
well, what you said that somebody looks sideways at you.
Well, if you're snapping a kid with a towel, it doesn't mean that you're having a sex encounter. You're snapping him with a towel.
So was that what you were doing?
Me even saying that, now I can hear the wheels turning in your head a little bit. Because what happens is, you're taking a shower. Do you wear your clothes in the shower? No, you do not. So you're naked. There's another guy there, and he's naked, and he's in the shower, and he's getting a shower, and he's, you know, and he's a player, and you're the coach. You take a towel, you snap it with a towel. What does that amount to? You put all of that together, what do you got?
Well, how old is the guy?
Well, he's going to be underage. He's high school.
You know, all right, so that's the thing. You know.
Well, wait, hold a minute, because you're going to start drawing conclusions here, and we haven't even gotten to the point. I'm talking about Sandusky. I'm not talking about Vernon Dozier.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't want to talk about Vernon Dozier either, but can I just say one thing here? You know, I was in athletics in school, and I took showers in school. I don't ever remember showering with a coach.
Well, the times are different. Didn't you tell me, Phil, that your kids take showers? When your kids were in high school, they took showers with their clothes on?
Yeah, I heard about some of the guys with, not their clothes, but they would keep their underwear or keep their shorts on. And I think it's the result. I never really asked them why. I just sort of, well, okay. But I think it's probably the culture, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of these kids are worried about, because of all the molestation stories, and the, you don't press them. I mean, I think it's kind of silly to be showering with your shorts on. That's why I would tell guys, you know, I don't know why you're still wearing your shorts. You might as well nude up. When you say nude up, you know, and I tell guys, go ahead, 1, 2, 3, nude up. Because what I'm telling them is, it's silly to be showering with your shorts on, and nobody's going to be sexually interested. And so, you know, you got to get people back to reality. But what I was saying to you is...
Can I ask you, I have to take a break. What is the name of your book?
All right, the name of the book is The Crucifixion.
The Crucifixion, and it's based upon Jerry Sandusky.
It's based upon a fictional coach that... that, yeah, is based upon Jerry. It's a fictional. It's based on a fictional coach. That's based on. It's based on me. That's based on Jerry Sandusky.
And based on a fictional coach that's based on you.
It's based on some of my experiences, but when the Sandusky story broke open, that's what.
Well, you've never been arrested for.
No, absolutely not. Never.
However, you said that people have looked at you sideways.
They look at coaches sideways to try to get the last ounce of motivation out of a guy. When you got a guy that you know has got a rifle arm, and he's going to start a quarterback for you next year, he may be a freshman. But you know this guy can throw the ball on a frozen rope 60 yards if he has to. He can throw the ball right through the head of a defender if he has to. And we had a kid like that. A kid by the name of Barry Slauson. And I'm going to tell you something, Phil. I've had some great quarterbacks. This kid was beautiful. He was a beautiful thing to watch. You want to get everything you can out of that kid.
Was that the kid that you were snapping with a towel?
I haven't finished making my point, so I'm not going to tell you that either.
All right, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get the information out before we go to break. But let's take a break.
I can't give it all to you before the break, Phil, but I'd be very happy to talk about it.
All right, the book is called The Crucifixion. It is by Coach Vernon Dozier. And it is based on the Jerry Sandusky case, 877-876-PHIL. Coach Dozier is basically saying that there are things that happen in the locker room, things that happen in the sanctity of the locker room and the gym that other people just aren't going to understand. It has to do with motivating players. And is Sandusky the victim of some kind of a misunderstanding here? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
But you tell a guy to nude up, you ain't saying, you know, I want to.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and very grateful to have you guys with us as we speak here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. We're talking to him about the Jerry Sandusky trial, which opened today, and I think some very explosive stuff has come out of this trial already. The very first person to take the stand for the prosecution was a man now 28 who testified that Sandusky wrote this kid, wrote him as a young man, creepy love letters, as he described it, that he sexually abused him as a teenager on campus and in hotels. And things don't look good for Coach Sandusky. With us here is Coach Dozier, who is saying that there is some sort of a confidentiality in the locker room and the gym that's been violated here, and that Sandusky may be the victim of misperceptions, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying that he is. I'm not saying that he's innocent. I'm not saying any of that. I'm calling the book The Crucifixion because if Sandusky is the victim of these misperceptions, then he is going to be, I'm not calling him Jesus Christ, but he's going to be hung out to dry and people are going to have their jollies, which is what happened on the crucifixion. I'm not trying to say he's Jesus Christ, okay? I want people to understand I'm calling it the crucifixion because he's going to get crucified. I mean, he's going to be dragging a cross up the hill, and they're going to beat him bloody. See, you know, I mean, it's probably a bad title, but...
Well, it's a title. It's a title you're banking a lot on because you sort of build it up. You wouldn't tell me the title's name.
I wouldn't tell you the title's name.
I mean, I wouldn't tell you... You wouldn't tell me the title of the book.
That's correct, because... You're right. We have put an awful lot into the marketing for this book. This was the idea of one of the editors, actually one of the main publishers. And I said, well, if you think so, but it's a tough one. But I think that if Sandusky is innocent, and this is just a misperception.
Okay, I want to ask you about that.
And I think he's going to, by the time they finally do nail him to the cross, he'll be probably worse off than. Shouldn't say, but he'd be worse off than Jesus was. But
all right, I think we're getting a little heavy with that crucifixion, don't you?
Well, like I said, I didn't really like the title.
Well, it's the title of the book, and you're getting too far into a religion. You don't compare him to Jesus, but that's what you're doing.
No. I, If I did that, Phil, I apologize.
All right. We're talking with Vernon Dozier here about his book about Jerry Sandusky. And
well, now, you don't want to say the title of the book, and that's not...
All right. The book's called The Crucifixion.
All right.
And it's about... It's a novel, right? It's a fiction.
It is a fiction book, but it's based on real, you know, things. And
it's based on what happened to you. Now, you mentioned...
What happened to me? Nothing happened to me. I didn't get arrested. But
these misperceptions or misperceptions, these things that people saw but didn't see.
Hold on for a minute, Phil, just so I get this straight. When you understand, we started this out saying that a lot of kids don't shower with their clothes off because they're afraid, and I don't think that that's hygienic. So we'll tell them to nude up and get in there. Now, occasionally, if I've been out and I have been doing, you know, I might be hitting the iron, I might be, you know, lifting weights, doing some squats or what have you, yeah, then I'm going to go into the locker room and I'm going to, I'll go through that process with the players. But I'm not standing there, you know, looking them up and down or any of this stuff. And
well, you said you snapped some kid with a towel.
That someone saw. I snapped a guy with a towel because he made some... See, here's the thing. I didn't do nothing, but I snapped a towel because it was there. Have you ever snapped anybody with a towel? You know that it's a choice opportunity. And
yeah, of course I have.
Who?
Well, my brothers. My brother, I snapped, in the locker room, other guys.
Okay, so it's a rare opportunity when someone is standing there and you can really nail them.
But Coach, we're talking about you are an adult male and you're with underage boys in a shower. And
this has gotten, I'm not talking about sex. I'm saying if a guy's standing there and his ass is, right, excuse my language, but, you know, he's turned around, he's talking to somebody, and there's his ass. Are you trying to tell me you're going to pass that up? Maybe I come from a different world than you, but.
Yeah, pass what up? What I'm saying here is, of all the stuff that's going on these days, why would you take the chance?
Because it is a way of bonding in the locker room. This is what coaches do. This is how we get the teams motivated for the next sports season and to get them ready to go and to get into the championship to go. Whatever sport. It could be football, could be baseball. I coach all kinds of sports at Belmar. I am whipped. I mean, I'm telling you, I am as tired a man as today as I ever was because I'm coaching three sports. I coach baseball, I coach football, and I coach soccer. And Belmar Academy, maybe they think it's funny. Maybe they think I'm a Superman. I don't know what it is, but they haven't given me any help at all. So if I'm standing in a locker room taking a shower because I can't get one lousy day off, you see, and I put that in the book, in The Crucifixion. That's part of it. Sandusky was probably overworked. So he turns around, and a guy is presenting you with a golden opportunity. And
What is the golden opportunity? So you can snap him with a towel.
Yeah, so you snap him with a towel. And, I tell you.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to have a phone call here, and then we're going to take a break. But we're talking here with Vernon Dozier. Belmar Academy, the football coach there, social sciences teacher. He's also a member of the board. And we're talking about the Jerry Sandusky trial that opened up. Let's go to RC in Altadena. RC, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
First of all, great show as always, Mr. Henry. We're enjoying it always at Belmar Academy. And I want to address my comments to the coach.
Am I talking to, are you a high school student?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm in a military academy.
All right.
Yes, sir. I want to address my comments to you. Well, first of all, did you say that you snapped a guy with a towel in the shower in the witnessing of other people? Yes or no?
What do you mean, yes or no?
What is yes or no?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But did you say that you snapped a kid? Did you snap the towel on his, you know, on the buttock?
Yes, sir, I did. Let me say, RC, you're a high school student.
Well, yes, sir, that means that I'm kind of in the wheelhouse of what you're saying.
When you say in the wheelhouse... You know.
Well, hold on, guys, we got to take a break here. RC, call. Just hold on, RC. We have Coach Vernon Dozier with us, as well as we talk about his book, The Crucifixion, based upon the Jerry Sandusky story. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
But did you snap the kid on the buttock?
I'm not sure. The 15th time, yes, I did.
Yeah. Did it give you a clue?
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Teacher Vernon Dozier joining us, educator from Belmar Academy, as we talk about the very first day of the Jerry Sandusky trial in Pennsylvania. I think it's yielded, obviously, some extremely dramatic, no doubt damaging testimony for the Sandusky defense. The very first witness in the trial testified on Monday, the former Penn State University assistant football coach, sexually abused him as a young teenager on campus and in hotels, and later sent him creepy love letters. Identified in court papers as victim four, the witness said, quote, soap battles in the shower.
All right, that's an interesting comment there.
Okay. Let me just finish this, Coach.
Those soap battle, that you can get, I'm telling you, more coaches have been burned down to the ground. I've seen more guys get burned.
Well, I mean, what does that mean, more guys get burned?
Hold on, I'm talking to the host of the show now, young man.
Well, let me finish this, and we have R.C. Collins from Belmar Academy on the other line. Hold on.
I'm not on the other line. I'm called from my own phone.
What does that mean?
I know that.
Well, when you say I'm on the other line, it's like I'm at this guy's house, and I'm using the bedroom phone.
Oh, grow up, will you?
No, I'm sorry if I misspoke.
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, when you say I was on the other line, it's like I'm at Coach Dozier's house. And I just, you know, I'm using the pool phone.
Is this guy for real? Because I'll tell you something.
Yes, he is. All right. I apologize. I misspoke.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask again. Is this guy for real?
Yeah, Coach, I'm for real. Why would I not? Why do I want to sound like I'm on the other line, like I'm at your house, and I'm toweling off, and you said, oh, go ahead and use the bedroom phone.
Toweling off. Let me tell you something, young man. I have never, ever, ever been accused, nor have I ever been guilty of inappropriate actions with anyone.
Yeah, but you just got done saying that you towel snapped the kid's butt because it was a sweet target.
I did not use the word. Mr. Henry, are you going to jump in here? Or?
All right, I'm trying to read the rest of this, okay?
Yeah, but didn't he say that?
No, I did not say that.
No, I didn't hear him say a sweet target. I did hear him say that, you know.
Yeah, you said when opportunity knocks.
Are you listening to this guy? I never used any such terminology, Phil. I said that when you're in the shower.
Okay, well, what did you say?
I said when you're standing in the shower.
Well, first of all, you said you nude up.
Can I finish, please? Yes, we had nude up because the guys, you're in high school. Do you shower nude?
Well, yeah, that's none of your business, sir.
Young man, I'm a coach. Do you shower nude?
Yeah, that's none of your business, sir.
Okay, we're just trying to find out how prevalent it is for high school students these days to shower still wearing their gym shorts. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's none of your business, Mr. Hendry.
Okay, fine. So, what's the point of your question?
The point that I'm trying to make is that a lot of guys, as Mr. Hendry just said, you know...
That's unusual for you to call your students, you know, guys, like your... Hey, you know that they come to your house.
Boy, this guy, you know, you're...
All right, would you let the man finish?
Okay.
I mean...
Go ahead.
God, what's wrong with you?
Young man, if you were one of my students, I'd walk over to you and I'd close a fist and I'd go ahead and just loosen some teeth.
Yeah, I bet you'd do something in my mouth.
Boy, this kid's really asking for it, man. You really want $300 worth, don't you?
Every penny.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
The first witness, and Jerry said...
than that.
You really want $300 worth, huh? All right.
Every penny.
Okay. The first witness in Jerry Sandusky's trial testified Monday that the former Penn State University assistant football coach sexually abused him as a young teenager on campus. Now, hold on, Vernon, before you tell me about the confidentiality of the locker room. The man, now 28, was the first of eight people claiming to be victims who were expected to testify. Sandusky faces 52 criminal counts. Now, nowhere in this story do I see anything from the Sandusky side, the defense side, saying that there was a misunderstanding as to the activities of the coach.
Phil, that's what Coach Sandusky's been saying. Is that my car? I just saw my wife go by in my car like a bat out of hell. How do you like that? What Sandusky's been saying from the beginning, Phil, is that it is totally misunderstood. Like me snapping that kid with the towel. And even tonight on your program when I said, okay.
You said nude up. Right away, I got a problem with that.
Why?
Yeah, that sounds pretty gay to me.
Hold on, RC, all right?
Yeah, this guy, if I got to talk to him, I swear to God, I'm going to go nuts.
Hold on. When you say that there's some kids that shower with their shorts on, and so you say to them, nude up.
Yeah, it's to tell them to take their shorts off so they can get a full cleansing, you know, shower.
Yeah, so the water can get down into their, yeah.
Okay, RC, be quiet.
Yeah, because I'm getting pissed.
Well, I bet you are getting pissed. Yeah, let the water run free down your crack.
Oh, man.
All right, put him on hold, put the kid on hold, and we'll just talk to Coach Dozier here for just a moment, all right? All right, so what I'm saying is this, Coach. What is this misperception that you're talking about when you say nude? Right away, I got a problem with that.
What's your problem?
My problem is you're getting in the shower with him.
I told you I'm hanging and banging out there, man. I'm doing weights. It's the only time of the day I can do the weights is when we're doing the morning gym class, or sometimes we're doing two-a-days. It's the only time I can do my weight training, okay?
All right, so you're out there doing... I thought you're supposed to be coaching the kids.
I am coaching the kids, but they know what to do. So, in any event, if I'm in there and these kids we've gone to 1, 2, 3 nude, which is basically what we call it, you know, if you guys are not going to shower... the way a human being showers, by stripping it all down, strip it down and strip it off, then, you know, we've got some problems. So 1, 2, 3, nude it. All right, now they're nude. And then I tell them, let's get in there and scrub away. So if I'm doing an inspection, that makes me some kind of a pedophile. And
oh, my God, man. I mean,
I thought I told you to put him on hold.
Oh, sorry.
That's the most...
If I have to hear that guy's voice one more time, I'm gonna have a stroke, all right? Because just the sound of that...
Continue.
So, when I'm doing the inspection... What do you mean, continue? So you're going to make a big deal out of this, huh?
What do you mean, inspection?
If you've got high school students, Mr. Henry, that don't know... I got kids that come in there, they don't even know how to shower. They don't know what a shower is. They've never taken a shower in their lives. But can you believe that? Because we do an awful lot of helping impoverished families. So I've got kids that come into that locker room that they don't even know what running water looks like. So when I say to them, take a shower, and oh yeah, take that soap and that scrub brush and get down in there, and you know what I mean by that, they're looking at me like what? Like I'm speaking Chinese. So sometimes we'll go ahead and lift them up and get up, you know. I mean.
Oh, my God. I don't like any of that, all right?
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not a teacher, but I'm a parent. I don't like any of that.
What? So now I'm on trial like Sandusky.
If you guys are doing stuff like that, if you're doing inspections on how a guy is supposed to shower, get up, you know, lift him up and get in there and all that stuff, wrong, man. Wrong, 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 wrong. It's not cool, and no wonder people misunderstand.
Well, even if it looks bad, do they have the right to misunderstand to the point where it's a crucifixion on a Saturday night? That's what I was going to call the book, but I decided not to because I thought it sounded too, I don't know, it sounded like some kind of a joke, you know, like Porky's or something like that.
And you're going to what?
Are you listening to what I'm saying, Mr. Anakin?
Yeah, you're going to call the book Crucifixion on a Saturday Night because it sounded too much like Porky's?
Yes, I did.
All right, let me get R.C. Collins back in here so I can get this. And we also have a lady on the line. We got Bobby Dooley, right? Okay, so we'll get to her in a moment. But, R.C., question for you as a student. Have you ever had a coach say to you, hey, here's how to scrub your privates and here's how to take a shower because you come from an impoverished family?
No, sir, I've never had a coach do that ever in the history of my life. And for Coach Dozier, and I was listening off the air, as was Buzz Gunderson and Chris Sorensen, two of the senior cadets here at Bradley Military Academy. And also Stoney Michaels is here, and he, too, has made a full record of some of the weird gay stuff that the coach is saying.
Okay, there's nothing, you better, I told him to tell you to watch it, okay?
Yeah, and he told me to watch it, and that's what I'm doing.
And watch with the gay stuff.
Well, sir, I'm just saying, if you was to come down the shower to me and say, okay, nude it, and then you're telling me how to scrub my... First of all, I had testicular cancer, okay?
All right. We've got a lot of kids who've had injuries.
All right, I've only got one testicle.
Well, I don't want to make a joke, but that's, less work for you then.
Ha, ha, ha. That's real funny, man.
Okay, Coach, you know.
Oh, my God, I can't even make a joke.
And if I had a coach come down the line and say, yeah, get lift it up, as opposed to them, and scrub it, I'd feel humiliated, and I'd feel bad about it.
Not here to make you feel bad, okay?
No, you're just here to snap a towel if my butt is ripe.
I never said it. I'm going to hang this phone up, and I'm going to tell you something else. I feel as if I have been abused. I feel as if I've been attacked. I feel as if I have been misunderstood on purpose on your program, Mr. Henry.
All right, look, R.C., thank you very much, because the coach, I want to keep him on the air. All right.
Well, I think if a guy says to me, lift it up, the one that you still got.
Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls here and Vernon Dozier. And we're getting a little sidetracked. These coaching techniques, these things that help coaches relate to athletes and students, the privacy of the locker room and the gym, I don't believe in it. I don't get it. And if that's what Jerry Sandusky was doing, no wonder he got into trouble. And no wonder some of these things that Coach Dozier is telling me are as weird as they are. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back after these messages.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Anybody tells me to nude up, she better be real pretty.
Phil Henry Show 877-876-PHIL here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy talking about the Jerry Sandusky trial. And of course, what we're hearing here is based upon a book that was written by Vernon called The Crucifixion. And you were going to, it was Crucifixion on a Saturday night. Why that title?
It was my feeling that I wanted a more of a rhythmic title. I didn't think The Crucifixion was going to, I think people would have thought it was going to be about, a religious book. And it's really, in my opinion, it's not about the crucifixion on a Saturday night at Jerry Sandusky. It's about a guy, a fictitious coach, and I call him Dan Jaronski. So it is based on Jerry Sandusky, but I took the D from Sandusky and I put that on the front name, and then on the back name I took the J. So his name's Dan Jaronski. But he coaches for a school back east.
Which school?
It's like Pennsylvania University. It's not Penn State. And
all right, so this is barely a fictionalized account.
It's total fiction. But what I'm saying is this. All I'm trying to say is the following thing. The crucifixion on a Saturday night means here's a guy that's working overtime, trying to do the best he can for his athletic program, working 6 days a week, 7 days a week. And on a Saturday night, when he finally gets some time off and he wants to cool off with a nice cool shower, he takes a towel. He sees a kid standing there, bare ass. There isn't, I don't know, anybody that tells you you're not going to wind that towel up as tight as you can and do a lightning-fast snap is a liar.
An underage kid, you're standing in a shower on a Saturday night, and...
Yeah, There's no sex going on, Mr. Henry. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I understand, but the situation itself would be inappropriate. That's what people would say. Let's go to a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Stephen. Stephen, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Vernon Dozier.
Hey there, Mr. Dozier.
Yes, sir.
I don't seem to understand where you're getting off thinking it's right to pop an underage child with a towel just because he's bare-ass naked in the shower in the same damn room that you're in. What makes it right? If I was my kid, I'd come over there and whip your ass in a minute, dude. I'd come over there and beat you
about
cold.
Well, then I'd have you arrested.
I'd have a good reason behind it. You should be arrested for popping a kid with a child. That's simple assault.
Oh, wait. Excuse me. Have you ever heard about just pop? You've never heard about popping a guy with a towel? You never did that?
But it's not somebody else's child that's underage in high school, and you're a coach, and you're going to pop in the bare ass with a wet towel? I'd have you locked up for simple assault, my friend.
All I'm trying to say is, You're taking this way over the line, man. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
I heard exactly what you said. You just asked us all out here listening to you that
right.
If we had the opportunity to pop a bare-ass kid in the ass with a wet towel, we wouldn't take that opportunity. I beg to differ with you, my friend. I would not do that because that's not my kid. If I had my own child, maybe so. You know how to find
him. Well, what if you knew him? What if you knew the kid? What if he's like him?
Whether you know him or not. It don't matter whether you know him or not.
What if you knew the kid and it was cool with him? What if it was cool with his parents?
Wait a minute.
Who in their right mind is going to say it's cool with their parents? How stupid do you sound, sir? That is about the dumbest thing you could have said all night long outside of you want to pop this kid in the ass with a towel.
What I said to Mr. Henry and what I said to you and all the people listening is, are you kidding me? You got a towel wound up tight, and there's the kids. It's there for the taking. You ain't gonna go for it.
No,
you know everything. You're
for the taking. What makes you think it's there for the taking, sir? Would you want?
Mean what you're thinking. You're thinking when I say for the taking, you think I want to take that. And
what you're talking about. Would you appreciate it if somebody, such as myself or Mr. Henry for that matter, would come in that same shower with you and pop you in the backside with a wet towel? Would you like it?
I wouldn't think it was bad. I'd say, hey, cut it out. I ain't going to go to the police. Call the police.
Would you like it?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't like, but I wouldn't go call the cops. I'd probably wind a towel up and try to get you back.
I don't think we're not talking about adults. We're talking about you and a kid. That's the part.
That's right.
And the fact that you called the book Crucifixion on a Saturday night.
That's another thing that really kicked me off. Why would you call it Crucifixion? Where's the crucifixion at in this?
Because I think when they get done with Sandusky, if he's innocent, they might as well go ahead and hammer him up. Use him as
if he's guilty, they need to take care of their business that way,
Exactly. If he's guilty.
I'm saying to you, he could be innocent based upon this, based upon what I said, the sanctity of the gym.
And the sanctity of the gym.
There's no sanctity anywhere except for in church, my friend. Don't get those words screwed up. The locker room is not a place to say sanctuary.
I didn't mean to say that. But what I meant, like a lawyer.
That's
You know they got lawyer-client privilege. I'm saying that.
And no, there's no such thing, especially when you got young people.
Mr. Henry, would you quit interrupting me? Both of you guys are interrupting me, and you won't let me finish.
But you're talking about minor children. If you're talking about a lawyer and a client, two adults who enter into a contract, and then there is an ethical obligation on the part of the lawyer to keep those conversations private, that's one thing. There's no ethical obligation on the part of a coach.
Excuse me, but there's an ethical obligation not to go squealing what the game plan is for Saturday afternoon.
What's that got to do with snapping a guy's ass in the shower?
Right.
If I'm trying to motivate my team to get out and kick some ass, and I say, all right, let's nude it, you know, because you guys are wearing your shorts, nude up, scrub it up. Forget it. See, you guys are going to think that's all inappropriate. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's very inappropriate, my friend. I mean, If I was one of your students, which I'm, thank God I'm not, I'm too old to be, I would have your ass reported to the Board of Education in a hurry. Okay.
See, this is what I'm trying to say. Hurry. I don't understand what you guys are. You guys are
it's
coming
not
from
your
all
right.
wrong.
It's not your right, whether you like it or not. It's not your right to pop a young child in the ass with a wet towel. Period. I don't care who you are.
Even if it's for motivation. Even if I'm trying to motivate him for Saturday afternoon.
How are you going to motivate some kid by popping him in the butt with a digging wet towel, sir?
What's your...
I told you I had this kid,
Brad Samuels, who is a young quarterback. He's going to be the best. And we had a big game coming up against Tulane and the academy. And I popped him 5-6 times in the ass.
What did that do?
You think that motivated him? You probably pissed him off. Well, I wouldn't call it motivation. I probably pissed him off.
What kind of game did he have?
He had a lousy game. You want to know why? Because they told me.
Yeah, because he popped in the ass 6-7 times with a towel. He probably couldn't run right.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what it did.
Yeah, that's probably what he probably thought. He had a coach that was nuts. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Yeah, thank you, sir, for your call. Very good call. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I thank you, Coach Dozier. And good luck with the book.
Yeah, well, the book is the DOA Dead on Arrival. Thanks to you.